He's had a really good camp. He's the guy in the group that has a different, little bit different, I don't want to say talent, or you know what I mean, the gear to get the ball to the edge. So, and he's responded. He's had a good camp. He deserves more reps and keeps playing like that. He's continued to get some more, you know. So, but I thought all of them ran the ball pretty good with the opportunities that they had.
Back here at Buffalo Wild Wings, pleased to be joined by former running back Lance Ball, who played with Peyton Manning both in Indy and here in Denver. Lance, thanks so much for coming out here on this Sunday. Just asking, we had 5 seconds before we came back here, if you had a chance to watch both games. You said, of course.
Yeah.
And you're watching these games and you're seeing all these guys trying to learn this new thing together. Mm-hmm. But you know the guy who is taking the snaps there last night, Peyton, he finally got some time. What are you feeling for those running backs and watching this group come together? What's it like to watch kind of from the outside with the perspective you have?
They got off to a slow start yesterday, so I know, you know, they're frustrated, especially Peyton and the guys around them. You know, just the offense takes time, and not until week three, week four, you really see it click and really, you know, see all the pistons turning in the engine, you know. So, you know, it's just patience and just going back to the drawing board.
When a running back knows that the coaching staff is coming in and they want to run the ball, they want to run the ball a lot, there's an emphasis. What's the energy like in that room? And then, of course, how does that translate to game day when you know they want them to work?
Yeah, well, I mean, all the running backs are smiling. But, I think it's a staple. You have to have a great running game, solid running game throughout the whole season to be successful. So, that's something that, you know, you have to do to be successful and win. So, you know, you have to hunker down, O-line, quarterback, running backs, you know, especially receivers, too, have to block as well. So, you know, everybody has to get pumped up. It's something that you have to do, you know. You want to be respected in the passing game as well. So I think it just goes hand in hand.
How much of getting that running game going, though, is like just simply committing to it and staying patient with it? Because, you know, while you were here, you thought you were in some pass-intensive offenses. And then in 2011, after 4 or 5 games, there was that real pivot to being a run-first offense. And then the commitment was there, and you guys led the league in rushing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a staple. You could talk to Coach Studisville. You know, he harps on it every day. I mean, you just got to work on it, you know, and trust it, trust your reads, and get it going. I mean, those guys, you know, CJ, Monte, Ronnie, they definitely know what to do. You know, obviously it comes through experience and everybody coming together. You just got to trust it. You know, those guys trusted yesterday, just hit the holes hard, and you know, one or two is going to pop.
You've known Peyton for a few years now. What's it been like watching his kind of evolution now in this phase of his career, whether it was with Adam Gase the last couple of years and Mike McCoy, or now with Rick Dennison and Coach Kubiak, how they're running it? You know him as a guy, as a player. What's it like watching this in this phase of his career?
Yeah, I mean, he definitely has his playbook. You know, he has his certain plays and things that he likes to do in offense. So it's kind of interesting to see how, you know, different schemes intertwine with his own staples. So it's very interesting, you know, and Payne's a guy that, you know, definitely wants to learn. He also wants to grow and, you know, be great. So I think it's awesome, man.
Yeah.
When he came here in 2012, how much of the offense changed to suit him, and how much did you carry over from the past, and did that kind of contribute to, like you said, took a few games to really get in the groove that year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was a big difference from, you know, the Tebow years to then Peyton comes. It was definitely a learning experience. And once we just got things going and just practiced and studied, you know, it became natural. And that's one thing that they harp on, is getting in the playbook. Know your stuff.
With you're looking at the variety of backs this team has, or C.J. Anderson and Juwan Thompson, Monte Ball. Ronnie Hillman, though, he can not only flash and get you those big chunk plays, but the work he's done in pass pro, it looks like he's really put in that work this offseason when you watch. He's also gotten all these snaps, guys. It feels like he's always the one out there carrying the ball, especially yesterday.
Yeah. Definitely put on some weight, too.
Yeah, he is a little bigger.
He's definitely, you know, coming into his role as well. You know, Ronnie definitely has to, you know, just learn the game, learn the offense, and he'll be comfortable. I think, you know, as a running back, it's a natural position.
Yeah.
It's a special position. So, you know, he knows what to do out there, and he has Coach E coaching him. So, what a great guy to, you know, play under.
But as you know, if you're not the starter, the key is special teams, always sticking on that roster.
For sure.
What do you see from guys like You know, Ronnie actually had a special team snap last night, but also Monte. And Juwan's very active. What do you see from those guys in that phase of the game?
Yeah, I mean, when I was coming up in the league, special team was definitely a big part of my career. So, yeah, that's big. I mean, as a running back, you have to be versatile and be able to do a lot of things on the field, especially when there's only, what, three guys that's going to suit up. So, I mean, it's great. They have to get a taste of special teams.
And that's really going to determine on game day who gets that third jersey.
Right.
The running back is who's going to be in the most – special teams.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, that's very important, especially like a young guy, you know, undrafted, that wants to get on the roster. Special teams is definitely big.
So how do you watch games now on Sundays? You got your couch, you go out, you got your buddies, you got the ticket, red zone. How do you do it?
Oh, man, sometimes I have a couple TVs hooked up, fantasy
really?
going.
Yeah.
You know, I was always a fan when I was playing, and I'm even more of a fan now. I watch everything, to tell you the truth.
So yeah. How are your fantasy teams doing the last couple of years?
I finished second place
all
last
running
year.
Backs.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's totally fun. I mean, now since, Jordy Nelson got hurt, that kind of took him out of my draft picks. But, yeah, I mean, it's just fun. It's fun being a fan now.
And right now you're still here in town.
Yeah.
How are you keeping busy now, Lance?
Oh, yeah, I was doing work with Reebok, some marketing, advertising with the guys.
Yeah.
I was always an outdoorsy guy, ATVs, UTVs, snowboarding. So I just get out, enjoy life, you know.
That's the place to be to do it right
here.
Yeah, well, beautiful. Good. Well, again, thank you so much for coming in here and giving your perspective, which is great, going back, of course, to Indianapolis and then here in Denver. Lance Ball, everyone, taking some time out of his day to join us here at Buffalo Wild Wings. And that is going to do it for this third and final Broncos
team. That's not going to do it.
Oh, my God.
It's somebody's birthday. And nice. Even though it's his birthday, he's working today.
That
tells you what kind of soldier Chris Hall is. So
this looks really
happy
good,
birthday,
actually.
Buddy.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you, whoever figured this one out. That's very nice of you guys. I got to thank a lot more people. Of course, for Shaq Barrett, who was here earlier. Phil Milani, who's sitting right over here, but still here. He's sitting at the bar already. Lance Ball for joining us. Andrew Mason, of course, behind me. Sam and Katie are here. And, of course, doing the show from here at the Buffalo Wild Wings. Mike Bonner, Pat Jordan, Brian Willie, back at the stadium. I know Nick Young's working and everyone else there helped punching the show. And, of course, all of our friends here at Buffalo Wild Wings who made these last three visits, these half-hour shows, so much fun. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. This has been Broncos TV Live from training camp. Have a great week.
All right, guys, it's a great job finding a way. You know, that's what it's all about, you know. We struggled in the second half with some things and found a way to make some big plays there at the end of the game and win, okay, and that's what it's all about, okay. Special teams-wise, no doubt we improved tonight, didn't we, Joe?
Yep.
Okay,
yes.
We improved, okay. We improved. We can make some big plays. The biggest thing offensively, man, I think we're like 1-for-5 and third down and less than a yard, okay. We as coaches got to do a better job for you. You got to do a better job. Okay, that's being a physical football team, so we got to go get that fixed, okay? But it's all about winning. So
Broncos on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Broncos!